If you have your Bibles this morning, I would like to ask you to please turn to the 23rd Psalm, Psalm 23. I would like to read the six verses that are in that Psalm. I know that you know, probably know, most all of you know this Psalm by heart, and yet I pray that God will help us to see an important lesson that's contained in this Psalm, Psalm 23. Please look in your Bibles at Psalm 23 as I'll read the first six verses. Before I begin to read and a study from God's Word, I would ask you please join your hearts together with me in a moment of prayer. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for the privilege that we have to call upon the one true and living God, and we pray that Thou would help us as we begin to study Thy Word this morning, that Thy Holy Spirit would be our teacher. Thou hast taught us that if we, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto our children, how much more shall our Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him. We come this morning asking Thee and begging Thee to fill us all with Thy Holy Spirit. We pray that You would draw in our wandering minds and hearts, that we would center our affections completely upon Thee and Thy Holy Word. Lord, we need Thy help. Without Thee we can do nothing, but we know that we can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth us. So we pray that You would strengthen us and help us and bless us as Thou alone art able to do. We do beg Thy special blessings on all those that have been mentioned who stand in special need, those in the bulletin and those that are on our hearts and minds, those that haven't even been mentioned. We pray that You would bless all of Your children, especially bless all those in this congregation here this day. Bless every member and every friend of the church as we've come together, that each one would have their specific needs met by Thee. And we pray that You would help us all to realize how much we need Thy help in every day of our life. We beg You, Lord, to bless those who are sick and afflicted, that You would strengthen them, restore them to their health. Bless the families who are having trouble, bind them back together with Thy love. Bless the parents that are having trouble with their children, and the children that are not honoring their parents. Pray that You would bless them all to follow Thee and follow Thy holy word. Pray that You would bless those who have lost loved ones, that You would comfort their hearts. Give them a special measure of grace. Give them the peace of God that passeth all understanding. Continue to bless all of Thy churches and all of Thy ministers and all of Thy people. Bless every congregation wherever they are assembled together this day. Bless them to all worship Thee in spirit and in truth. Bless us now in this hour. Teach us and instruct us from Thy holy word. We pray in the blessed and holy name of our Lord and our Savior, our elder brother, the great high priest, the King of kings and Lord of lords, in the precious and holy name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. I would like to read now from Psalm 23, beginning with verse 1. The Word of God says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness, for His name's sake. Run. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." You correctly read that Psalm 23, all six verses. The main thought that's on my heart this morning is the very first expression in that psalm, where the psalmist David says, "The Lord is my shepherd." The Lord is my shepherd. I thought more about that than I think I ever have before in the past few days, and thinking about the Lord is my shepherd, I think that the first thing, I think that any of us can say those words. And I think sometimes we say those words without realizing what we're saying. But I think that the first thing that we must realize in order for us to truthfully, honestly feel and say, "The Lord is my shepherd," I think the first thing I have to understand is that I am a sheep. Now I want you to think about that a minute, because there's a reason that we need to understand that we are compared to sheep in the Word of God. If you take a horse and you put him out in the fields or out on the prairies, a horse will survive in all probability. You take an ox, you put them out there, they will survive. But you put a sheep out there and they will perish. A sheep is different than almost any other animal in that they need constant care and protection. A sheep is an animal that if you leave them alone, they will almost always go in the wrong direction. They seem to have no sense at all. They seem to have no wisdom at all. Even though they have a shepherd, they still sometimes will leave that shepherd and go away from the shepherd and go right toward a wolf, even though the shepherd is one to take care of them. It seems like they don't even understand sometimes their great need of the shepherd. And I think that's what I and you need to understand this morning, first of all, is I need to feel like and I need to know I'm just like a sheep in that I wander away from God. Did you know we wander away from God? So many times when the Bible talks about sheep, it will talk about how they wander and how they go astray. One of the songwriters, and it's a beautiful song to me, I don't remember all the song, but one of the words of the song says, "Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love." What's that songwriter expressing there? He says, "I'm just like a sheep. I am prone, I am likely to wander away from God. I am likely to go in the wrong direction." You take 100 different directions that we could go in all probability, without God's guidance, we're going to go in the wrong direction. You take Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. Did they have a multitude of choices in the Garden of Eden? But were they like sheep? They were like sheep in that they, even though they had all these good choices they could have made, what was the one wrong direction that they could go in? And that's the direction that they went in. And all through the Scriptures, we find that God's people, though they have been taught by God, though they have been instructed by God, and though God is their Father, what are God's people prone to do? They're prone to wander. And I need to feel that. I need to know that I'm not wise. One of the reasons that we don't look to Jesus as our shepherd is because we don't realize how much like sheep we are. We don't realize how unwise we are. We don't realize that without Jesus' guidance every day, did you know we'll walk right off the end of a cliff? We will go down the wrong path. We will go away from the shepherd. We will go toward Satan. We will go in a path of destruction unless we realize how much we need the shepherd, and unless the shepherd keeps us, our lives will be destroyed. So I need to realize, first of all, I need to feel and know I'm just like those unwise, foolish, and I'm going to say dumb sheep. There are dumb animals, and sheep are about as dumb an animal as you'll ever find. A dog is smarter than a sheep. Almost any other animal is smarter than a sheep. And yet God's Word compares us more than anything else. It compares us to sheep. And we need to understand just what we are. You know, I think that before meditating and studying on this week, so much on this, I think I've also always thought, oh, I'm a sheep. And I thought, this is wonderful. I'm a sheep. Because when I would think about me being a sheep, you just tell me what you think about. What did you think about you being a sheep? Tell me what you think of. What comes to your mind when you think about you being a sheep? What comes to your mind? Say it again. Okay, that you have a shepherd. Okay, a child of God. Describe a sheep to me. Okay, white, soft and fluffy and pretty. Okay, now that's what I think of when I think of God talking about me as a sheep. I think, you know, I'm a little white, soft, fluffy, just a pretty little, gentle, kind, sweet, a pet that I would love to have is a sheep. The only reason I would love to have a pet as a sheep is I have never had a pet as a sheep. A sheep as a pet. If I had a sheep as a pet for a while, I would soon learn that sheep is the hardest thing in the world to take care of. You can take care of goats, you can take care of dogs and horses and all other animals easier than you can take care of a sheep. A sheep might look pretty, but the only reason a sheep looks pretty is if it takes continuous, if it has continuous care and somebody that's taking care of that sheep and keeping it clean and keeping it fed and taking care of it and keeping it away from danger. That's the only way and the only time that a sheep's going to look good. A sheep has to be fed, doesn't it? A sheep has to be led. Doesn't a sheep have to be led? Or you take a horse, is he going to go out and find the water? Is he going to find the green pastures? What about a sheep? It won't even go find it. I want you to notice after he says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." I want you to notice the first thing he says, "He maketh me to lie down in green pastures." Why does a shepherd have to make a sheep lie down in green pastures? Because they're so dumb, they won't even lie down. Did you know that sometimes we're just like that? We get so busy and we're so full. Our lives are so full of activities and things that keep us running and going, and we're so busy that eventually the shepherd has to come and make us lie down. Have you ever had God make you lie down? Has God ever had to come to you because you were such a dumb sheep, even though you knew that you were going at too fast a pace and you had too much in your life and you knew that you were burning the candle at both ends, but you never had enough sense to stop until God made you lie down in green pastures? Well, brethren, that's the way we are. Do you see I see a totally different connotation of sheep now than I did before I started thinking about all of this. I see a connotation of sheep now not as just some pretty little fluffy animal that's white and pure, but I think of a sheep now as something that's very wayward and very dumb. Now, do I need to realize that I'm like that in my life? Why do I need to realize that? Why do I need to feel I am a sheep? Why do I need to feel that? Because it's only then that I will appreciate I've got a shepherd. Because only then will I realize how much I need a shepherd. If I think I'm a sheep, but I'm going to walk the straight and narrow path, if I think I'm a sheep and therefore I'm going to stay in green pastures, if I think I'm a sheep, therefore I'm going to stay close to the shepherd, I don't know anything about a sheep. But if I understand what a sheep does and how a sheep acts, I'm going to understand what God's Word is talking about when God's Word compares me to a sheep. And I'm going to also not only understand how I am, but I'm going to understand how great it is to have a shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. You know, if I realize that I'm like a sheep every morning when I get up, you know what I'm going to do? If I realize that I'm like a sheep and my nature is to go away from God and go in the wrong direction and I'm a dumb animal, if I realize I don't have wisdom, what am I going to do every morning when I get up? If I realize all that, I'm going to go to the shepherd every morning. I'm going to run, "Lord, You're my shepherd. I don't know what to do today. I'm not sure what direction to go in. I need You to lead me." He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. What's the second thing He says? He leadeth me beside the still waters. Well, you dumb sheep. You got to be led beside the still waters? You're telling me that you don't know to go to the... That's right. I'm telling you about sheep. I'm telling you that sheep have to be made to lay down. He maketh me to lie down. He leadeth me beside the still waters. A sheep will go right up and walk off into a raging river, just boom, washed away. Now, they won't drink out of, my understanding is they won't drink out of running water, but they'll walk right off into that running, raging river. Now, that's a dumb animal, you know. Does he need a shepherd? Do we need to understand what God's talking about when he says, "Now, you're sheep, I'm your shepherd. You're dumb, you need guidance." I think our vain pride is so lifted up that we don't realize how dumb we are. We just need to acknowledge that we're dumb dogs. We're dumb, well, worse than dumb dogs, we're dumb sheep. We're dumb sheep, and we need a shepherd. And I thank God we have a shepherd that will make us lie down in green pastures, that will lead us beside the still waters. And then he says, after he leadeth me beside the still waters, verse 3 says, he restoreth my soul. Brethren, to have a shepherd that'll restore your soul. Has your soul ever been cast down? David knew a lot about his soul being cast down. And this shepherd that he knew about, that as he, as a sheep, he needed restoring. He needed lifting up. He knew that he had a shepherd that would restore his soul. And then he says, he leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Well, you're a sheep. Aren't you going to always walk the straight? No, sir. As a sheep, you're going to go in the wrong direction. And that's the reason he has to lead you in paths of righteousness. If you ever walk in the paths of righteousness, it's because your shepherd has led you in paths of righteousness. If you did anything that's right and good last week, it's because you're a sheep. Well, where's the sheep going to go without the shepherd? Going to go in the wrong direction. Going to go astray. Yeah, that's the word I want to zero in right now. That's good, Brother Mike. I want to zero in going astray. Let's talk about going astray. How many of you keep yourselves from going astray? You're a sheep. What are you as a sheep? You're an animal that's going to go astray without the shepherd. Turn in your Bibles to Isaiah chapter 53. Isaiah chapter 53. Let's talk about sheep. Let's look at some scriptures that talk about sheep. Let's see what God specifically says. You might say, well, this is just his idea of what a sheep is. I still think sheep are smart. No, sir. Sheep are not smart. Sheep go astray. Sheep need the shepherd to lead them in paths of righteousness. Now, this is just till you become a church member, right? Once you become a church member, then you're a mature sheep and you know better. No, no. As long as you live, you're a sheep. And you're going to go in the wrong direction unless the shepherd is leading you. Isaiah chapter 53, look at verse 6. Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 6, the Word of God says, all. Now, this doesn't mean everybody except the preacher, everybody except those that go to church. He says, all we like sheep have what? Gone astray. All we like sheep. Now, does that tell you about sheep? Does that tell you a clearer picture than just a little white, fluffy, soft animal? Yes, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. Do you see where we go without the shepherd? We all go astray and we turn everyone to his own way. Listen, there is a way. Do you know why we turn everyone to his own way? Because in man's mind, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man. The end thereof are the ways of death. What does the sheep do? He goes the way he thinks he ought to go. And when I go the way I think I ought to go, I'll go the wrong way. I need the shepherd to guide me and lead me in paths of righteousness. All we like sheep. Have you ever gone astray? Have you ever gone astray? Now, aren't you glad when you went astray that you just decided, well, I'm in the wrong field. I'm out here somewhere and I'm going to go back home. I'm going to go back home. We think about the prodigal son sometimes. That's a good lesson. But listen, I'll tell you about a sheep. There's a difference in a son going back home and a sheep going back home. You know what I'm talking about? A son knows how to get back home. A dog and a cat, they know how to get back home. But a sheep doesn't know how to get back home. A sheep, you can take them out of the sight of the shepherd and away from the field, and when they walk away and get away from the shepherd and get away from the sheep, the field they're supposed to be in, they don't know how to get back home. They don't have any sense of direction. You see the difference in being a sheep and a son? Now, this sheep is lost. He's lost. He doesn't know which way to go. Jesus says, I am not sent to all men, but I am sent to the what? Blank sheep. I am sent to the blank sheep of the house of Israel. What's the blank? I'm sent to the lost sheep. Why are they lost? Well, they're lost because they went astray. They're lost because they forgot how much they needed a shepherd. They forgot that they're sheep, and therefore they went astray. And when they went astray, the only way a sheep will ever get back is if the shepherd goes and gets them and brings them back. A shepherd might have 100 sheep, and 99 sheep may still be there. But if one sheep goes away, you know what our shepherd's going to do? The shepherd's going to leave the 99. He's going to go after that one sheep. Why? Because he can call the sheep. That's not going to bring him back. He's going to have to go get the sheep and bring the sheep back. Has God ever done that for you? He has for me. When I went away from God, I would still be away from God if it weren't for the shepherd going and getting me and picking me up and carrying me back home. What a great blessing it is to know the Lord is my shepherd. What a blessing it is to realize what a sheep is. I don't view sheep at all like I did 2 weeks ago. I see sheep. I see me being a sheep. But I see me being a sheep as a lot different than what I've always thought of as me being a sheep. One of the songs that we sang this morning was, Savior, like a shepherd, lead us. Much we need thy tender care. I think that songwriter understood, I need my shepherd. I think he understood the Lord is my shepherd. Savior, like a shepherd, lead us. Why? Because I understand I'm a sheep. I understand I'm a dumb animal. I understand I don't have wisdom and understanding. I don't have knowledge and discretion, and I can't walk in the right way except the Lord lead me. Savior, like a shepherd, lead me. Another song we sang was, He leadeth me. He leadeth me. Oh, blessed thought. Oh, it's a wonderful thing, brethren, that God leads us. Do you know why? Because where would we be if He didn't lead us? Where would we be when we go astray? Can you just turn around out there and come back home? You don't know how to get back home. Have you ever been so lost you didn't know? Have you ever been lost? Some of you have been lost in the woods, and you know it's a frightening thing to get lost. Some of you have been on the highway and you've been lost. It's a frightening thing to be lost. And you can get so turned around when you're lost, you can just run in one direction and another, trying to find your way back. You can't find your way back. Unless the Lord, I'm talking about in the spiritual sense, and I'm talking about a sheep, you get away from God, you can't find your way back. You'll wander out there in the wilderness for 40 years, and you'll perish in the wilderness unless the Lord goes out there and leads you back home. The Lord is my shepherd. He's led me back home many times when I've been away. He's gone out there and gotten me and brought me back home. Go with me to the New Testament. Turn to Matthew chapter 18. Matthew chapter 18, listen to verses 11 and 12 to again see that God's sheep now. Sometimes we think of God's sheep as just being lily white, pure, clean all over. Good little children of God. Listen, as sheep, we are wayward creatures. In Matthew chapter 18, listen please to verses 11 and 12. Do you see there's a lot more to the beauty of the Lord as my shepherd than just thinking about all these good sheep that have a shepherd? Does a shepherd protect his sheep? Yes, he does. He protects us. Do you know the only reason? Have you ever known anybody that you felt like they were a child of God, but they went far away from God and their lives were destroyed in the ways of the world? I've seen that happen to God's children. Can that happen to you and to me? It's only because of the mercy and the grace of God that you and I have not been cut off and destroyed. Can you lose fellowship with the shepherd? Yes, you can. Can you get away from the sheepfold and perish out there? Yes, you can. Doesn't mean you'll be eternally lost, but you can lose fellowship with the shepherd and with the sheepfold as long as you live here on this earth. That's a frightening thing, but it's the truth of God's Word. Listen now to Matthew chapter 18, verses 11 and 12. The Word of God says in Matthew 18, verse 11, For the Son of Man is come to save that which was what? Do you know the difference in saving those that are dead and saving those that are lost? Do all of you understand the difference in saving those that are dead and saving those that are lost? Now, God does both. God saved me when I was dead. He delivered me when I was dead in trespasses and sins. That's totally different than saving me when I get lost. That prodigal son, had he died out there in the hog pen, would he have still been his father's son if he had died in the hog pen? Yes, he would. But was he found? He was lost. The father said, "This my son was lost and is found." Should you and I, as brothers and sisters in Christ, do we have a responsibility by the leadership and guidance of the shepherd to go out and help those who are lost? Yes, we do. That's taught repeatedly in the Scriptures. The great shepherd uses other sheep to guide other sheep back. And you and I, as the people of God, should you be trying to save those that are lost? Is there a difference in saving those who are lost and saving those who are dead? When we talk about those that are lost all the way through the Scriptures, it's always talking about children of God who've gone astray. It's not talking about dead alien sinners. It's talking about children of God who've gone astray. I need to be concerned about saving the lost, about delivering those sheep that have gone away from the shepherd, and the shepherd would touch my heart to go out there and guide them back. Did you know sheep will do that sometimes? A large, mature sheep, when a little lamb, sometimes a mama sheep will do that. When a little lamb begins to stray, that mama will get and just kind of guide that sheep right back. Can you and I do that as brothers and sisters in Christ? Brother or sister, another sheep gets going away. Just go out there, brethren, if any of you do err from the truth, that's getting away from the shepherd, getting away from the sheepfold, you need to go out there and kind of help guide them back, lead them back, nudge them back, try to get them back to where they ought to be. But it's all dependent on what? The shepherd. All dependent on the shepherd. Because unless the shepherd opens my eyes, I won't even see that little lamb going astray. Did you know that? I'll just keep right on eating myself, and I'll go astray too. But if the shepherd will open my eyes, I'll see some other sheep out there going astray. And by his Spirit, he'll move in me to nudge them back into the sheepfold. Are you glad we have a sheepfold? Did you know that's what the church is and the kingdom of heaven is? It's a sheepfold. It's a sheepfold. Now, what does a foolish sheep think? Listen carefully. Everybody listen to what I'm saying. You know what a foolish sheep thinks? Well, I can just run to the sheepfold anytime I want to. You can get away from the sheepfold. You might think, well, I don't need to go to church every Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. You think that if you want to. You know what you're being whenever you think you don't need to be in God's house? You know what you're being? You're being what kind of a sheep? It's a four-letter word. A dumb sheep. It's a dumb sheep that thinks he doesn't need to be in God's house. Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. It's a dumb sheep that doesn't think he needs to study God's Word every day. It's a dumb sheep. You know why it's a dumb sheep? Because you know what happened to me? You know what happens to me when I am not faithful in the study of God's Word? You know what happens to me when I'm not faithful in visiting? You know what happens to me if I were to not be the pastor and were to not be here Sunday morning, Sunday night? You know what would happen to me? You have any idea what would happen to me? I would get lost. I'll guarantee you. It doesn't matter how long you've been following Christ. All you have to do is start going away a little bit, and you're soon going to be lost. Do you need the sheepfold? Oh, what a blessing it is that God... Isn't it wonderful God's brought you into the sheepfold? How did you get into the sheepfold, by the way? How did you get into the sheepfold? How did you get into the church? How did you get to this church? Every one of you just think about that a minute. How did you get to this church? I'll tell you, it was the shepherd that brought you to this church. You know why I'm here? You might say, well, they called you. Well, you know why this church called me to be the pastor? Do you know why God led me here? You know why I came here after the church called me? It's because God led me here. It was the leadership of the Spirit of God. You know why I've been here 25 years? It's not just because we've been just patient with each other. It's because the Lord has kept me here for 25 years. The Lord is my shepherd. Isn't that wonderful? I'm glad. You know, the greatest blessing I have... Well, I don't know. It's kind of like I was talking to Brother Julius Stewart yesterday, and he said, I think I'm the most blessed man on the face of the earth. I said, well, I hate to differ with you, but I think I'm the most blessed man on the face of the earth. You know why? Because I've got a lot to be thankful for. Do you have a lot to be thankful for this morning? Are you glad you have a shepherd that cares about you? Are you glad you have a shepherd that brought you into the sheepfold? Are you glad you have a shepherd that every day of your life, if you'll just look to your shepherd will guide you, lead you, feed you? Do you need to be fed? Do you need to be fed? I don't know which way to go right now. I need to talk some more about sheep going astray. Okay? I read Matthew 18:11, but I didn't get to 12. Listen again, Matthew 18:11-12. For the Son of Man is come to save that which was lost. How think ye? If a man have 100 sheep and one of them be gone, what? Be gone astray. Well, how in the world that sheep go astray? Because that's the nature of sheep. That's what sheep will do. It will happen to every one of us. We stray. Even during the week, sometimes we stray. And the only reason you get back is because the Lord brings you back. It's the sovereignty of God. It's the power of God that leads you back. The Bible says it's God that worketh in you both to will and to do of His good pleasure. You have never gone in the right direction except the shepherd was leading you in the right direction. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. The only time you ever walk in the right way is when the shepherd's just right there with that rod and staff guiding you, directing you, leading you. Where would you go without him? You'll go right out there and be devoured by the devil. He says, I think if a man have 100 sheep and one of them be gone astray, doth he not leave the 99 and goeth into the mountains and seeketh that which is gone astray? How in the world did that sheep get way up on the mountains? Well, it's because that's the nature of sheep, is just go far, far away. Let me give you one other scripture. Turn in your Bibles very quickly to 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter, I want you to see how sheep, the Word of God repeatedly talks about sheep going astray. 1 Peter chapter 2, listen please to verse 25. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 25. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 25. Here's what the Word of God says. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 25. Aren't you glad you're a sheep? How many of you are glad you're a sheep? No, never mind, don't raise your hand. I just want you to think. I think that before studying all this week, I would have said, I am so glad I'm a sheep. Because my concept of being a sheep was totally different than my concept of being a sheep now. Now, I understand Jesus laid down his life for the sheep. I understand that he's a shepherd that watches over his sheep. And I'm thankful to be a sheep because of that truth. But I'm ashamed that I go astray. I'm ashamed I have bad thoughts, bad actions, bad feelings. I'm ashamed of that. I'm ashamed that I'm like a sheep that goes astray so much. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 25, the Word of God says, "For ye were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd, and bishop of your soul." You know why you returned to the shepherd and bishop of your souls? It's because he drew you. It's like Jesus makes this statement. Jesus says, "No man cometh unto me except the Father which hath sent me draw him." Now what does this say? This in 1 Peter 2:25 says, "We were as sheep going astray, but we are now returned unto the shepherd." You know why you returned to the shepherd? It's because the Father drew you back. No man, Jesus says, no man cometh unto me except the Father which hath sent me draw him. If you've ever gone back to the shepherd, it was God leading you back to the shepherd. Now go with me. This is one of the most beautiful things in all the scriptures. Go with me back to Psalms just a moment. Go with me back to Psalms. I want you to look at the 123rd Psalm. Now there are a lot of scriptures like this, but this is one of the scriptures that I want you to look at, and this is we'll look here in closing at Psalm 123. But when you go home, I want you to look at Psalm 1 in my Bible, Psalm 120, 121, 122, 123, 124, 125, 26, 27, and 28. All five of those psalms are on this one opening in my Bible. I want you to go home and look at it, because you know what the message is in every one of these psalms on this page in my Bible? What did we start off with? Five words. What is it?
The Lord is my shepherd.
The Lord is my shepherd. If you go home and study all of these Psalms, 120 through 129, every one of these Psalms, as well as many others, but every one of them on these two pages, and I didn't see this till last night. I was just sitting, and I found this one verse that really was beautiful. But then I started looking at both pages, just reading, and I thought, good gracious, I need to preach all day just on these two pages, because everything on these two pages is saying, the Lord is my shepherd. That's all that... Have you ever found that true in God's Word, that sometimes when you hear a truth, sometimes everywhere you read in the Bible, that's what the truth is that you're seeing. And that's what's on these two pages, is the Lord is my shepherd. I want you to notice Psalm 123, verses 1 and 2 first. Psalm 123, verses 1 and 2, he says, "Unto thee lift up mine eyes, O thou that dwellest in the heavens." Now, who is it that lifts up their eyes unto him who dwells in the heavens? Who is he that dwelleth in the heavens?
God.
That's God. That's the shepherd. He says, "Unto thee lift I up mine eyes." When will a child of God, when will a sheep lift up their eyes? When they recognize, when will a child of God lift up their eyes to heaven? When they recognize they're sheep and they need God's help. I guarantee you, you let something bad happen in your life, you know what's going to happen? You know where you're going to look?
Let a tragedy come in your life. You know what you're going to do? I do it. You do it. Something bad happened. A catastrophe comes. What are you going to do? You're going to lift up your eyes. Lift up your eyes. Now, if I realize I'm a sheep and how dumb I am, what am I going to do every day of my life? I'm going to lift up my eyes. And then verse 2 he says, behold, in Psalm 123 verse 2 he says, behold, as the eyes of servants look unto the hand of their masters. I want you to get two pictures he draws here, three pictures really. He says, first of all, I lift up my eyes unto the heavens. And then he uses two comparisons. He says, as a servant looks up to the hands of his masters. Tell me what a servant looks to the hands of the masters for. What does he look for? Guidance? Yes. What else?
Feeding?
Yes. For guidance and for food. Behold, as the eyes of the servants look unto the hands of their masters, and as the eyes of a maiden unto the hand of her mistress, so our eyes wait upon the Lord our God until that He have mercy upon us. What's he saying? I'm a little lamb, and I'm just going to sit here. I recognize I'm a lamb. I know I'm a lamb. I know I'm weak. I know I need guidance. I know I need food. I know I need to pray, give us this day our daily bread. So I'm just going to sit here and look to my shepherd to feed me. You know, when you come into the house of God, you know who you better look to feed you every Sunday morning, night, and Wednesday night? You know who you better look to? If you're looking to me to feed you, you're missing the mark. I can't feed you. You know who feeds you? If you get spiritual food, it's the shepherd that's feeding you. Isn't that the picture that he's giving here? He says, just like a servant looks up to his master and a maiden looks up to the one that's over her, he says, even so I lift up my eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help comes from the Creator of heaven and earth. You know where that's found? Psalm 121. Look, same page. Psalm 121. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth. Oh, we're too smart to need the Lord's help, aren't we? Did you know that's where our nation is today? We're so dumb as a nation, we don't realize how dumb we are. We think we don't need God's help. Did you know that? Oh, just kick him out. Kick him out of schools. Kick him out of government. This idea that our founding fathers didn't know what they were talking about when they wrote the Constitution and the Bill of Rights is a bunch of hogwash. The idea that we're smarter than our founding fathers, we're fools when we think we're smarter than our founding fathers. And the fact that they had prayer and that they had prayer in schools and that we had prayer in schools until we had this enlightened age that's smarter than our founding fathers and all Christians that lived before them, that's an evidence of the direction our nation has gone. Our nation does not know, and I'm sad to say that many church members don't know we're sheep. I'm sad to say I didn't know how much was contained in that statement that I'm a sheep. Because all we like sheep. It's not a good picture, kid. It's not a good picture, brother. This idea all of us are sheep, well, it sounds good in a way. But then when you look at the rest of the story of the sheep, you realize it's not a good picture. It's a bad picture. Unless you realize how much you need the shepherd as a sheep. All of these psalms, every one of them, you go home and study them and you'll find it all is telling us how much we need the shepherd. May God help us this morning to realize how wayward we are as sheep, how defenseless we are as sheep, how we will starve without the shepherd. And then I think when we say, the Lord is my shepherd, I think we'll shout it with praise. I've got a shepherd who's going to take care of me even though I'm a weak, wayward, dumb sheep. May God help us, is my prayer for Christ's sake.
Amen.